From Spark and Anvil and Forge Arena, this is Champ in Chapter 1 of the Forge Arena cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The arena hummed with a soft, warm glow. Not a scary hum, more like a giant, friendly cat purring. Pip stood at the entrance, knees like jelly, stomach doing a nervous flip. This was the famous quiz arena, and Pip had heard the stories. Champ, the arena host, flapped a wing, a big, chunky eagle in a bright orange vest with yellow stripes, a tiny lantern charm at his neck, a welcome card in one claw. "Welcome, welcome," he boomed, warm as honey. "You must be Pip." Pip nodded a little too fast. "Yes," they squeaked, voice like a mouse. "Come in, don't stand out there," Champ said, beak crinkling. "The arena is for everyone." That's Champ's whole craft, the thing he says to every newcomer. Every match is practice. Every player belongs. Pip shuffled in. Soft floor, a smell of old books and fresh popcorn. Comfy seats, a huge glowing scoreboard. "I'm not very good at quizzes," they mumbled at their shoes. Champ's smile got wider. "Perfect. That's exactly why we built this place. Every game here is practice. We don't care about points. We care about getting better. And everyone here wants that too." Pip looked up. Champ's eyes were kind, not judging. "This isn't about winning or losing," he said, tapping the welcome card. "It's about trying, learning, having fun. Practice, not judgment. That's our main rule." Pip felt a little of the jelly leave their knees.
"Let me introduce you," Champ said, and led Pip toward the center of the arena. By the scoreboard stood Tally, a neat, tall badger with a pencil behind her ear, who kept track of everything. "Welcome, Pip," she said quietly, with a small wave. Zipping around a table of buzzers was Whisk, a quick squirrel who knew all the rules. "Hello, Pip. Get ready for some fun rules." "Whisk keeps things fair and friendly," Champ said. "No here," Whisk chirped, flashing a thumbs up. "Only positive emotes. Happy faces, thumbs up. We want everyone to feel good." Pip actually smiled. Nobody here would make fun of them. Then a bright parrot on a high perch boomed. "And here's our new challenger, Pip. Give him a big welcome, folks." "Easy cheer," Champ chuckled. "Pip's just getting started." Cheer winked. "Just setting the stage."
Finally, Pip saw another player waiting, a focused fox with sharp eyes. This was Rival, known as a tough opponent. But Rival didn't look mean. Rival just looked ready and gave Pip a small nod. Not a challenge, more a let's play. "See," Champ said softly, a wing around Pip's shoulder. "Everyone's here for the same reason, to play, to learn, to get better. You belong here, Pip, just like everyone else." Nearby, Pip overheard Tally murmur to Whisk, "Champ really sets the welcome. Without him, this place would feel like a test, like judgment. With him, it feels like practice. It feels like home."
Pip took a deep breath, and the jelly was gone from their knees. Their stomach, flippy and tight a moment ago, had gone calm and easy. The arena didn't feel scary anymore. It felt like a place to try, a place to grow, a place they were allowed to be. The nervous, wobbly, everyone's watching feeling had quietly loosened and let go, chased out by a welcome that asked nothing of them except to show up and practice. That calm, unclenched, "I belong here" feeling, the wobble in the knees replaced by a warm, steady readiness, was exactly what Champ built the whole arena to give. "Let's get you set up," he said. "Your first practice match is about to begin." And Pip, warm and ready now, smiled and stepped in.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to CHAMP. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.